Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ephesians chapters 1 to 3. Praying for others is both a privilege and a responsibility. We read in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15 to 19 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Apostle Paul had ministered in the city of Ephesus for over 3 years, and then he had departed to other places to preach the gospel. It was now about 5 years later that he is penning this epistle to the believers at Ephesus. The church in Ephesus had grown considerably since then, and furthermore, Paul had heard some wonderful reports about the abiding faith of the believers in Jesus, as well as their explicit love for all the saints. Love is the outgrowth of faith, and faith manifests itself by love. Faith works by love, and love is a proof of discipleship. Their faith in the Lord Jesus brought the miracle of salvation to their lives, and their love for all the saints demonstrated the transforming reality of their conversion. Let us now examine the prayer of Apostle Paul in this scriptural passage to understand what we should include in our intercessory prayers for other saints of God. Paul first commends the Ephesian believers for what they were doing well. Their faith expressed their trust in Jesus Christ, and their love evidenced proper relationships with other believers. These qualities propelled Paul to give thanks to God repeatedly for these wonderful brethren and then to petition God for some essential elements. Paul then asked God to give the Ephesian believers both wisdom and understanding of himself through the ministry of the Holy Spirit so they might gain greater knowledge of God. The reason for this is because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom and of revelation. Finally, Paul specifies 3 areas of divine knowledge which he desires for the saints. 1. The hope of his calling points forward to the future, and it includes the fact that we shall be with Christ and be like him forever. Number 2. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints means that the whole universe has been put under the reign of Christ, and we, his bride, are reigning with him over it. Number 3. The exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe is the power which God used in our redemption, which he uses in our preservation, and which he will yet use in our glorification. Thus Paul prays that we may know the hope to which he calls us, the riches he possesses in us, and the power he extends towards us. Apostle Paul is a good example for us to emulate, and praying for others is both a privilege and a responsibility. Paul wrote prayers in other epistles as well to encourage believers. He was intentional in giving thanks and making mention of the believers in Ephesus in his continual prayers. We also need to check if fellow believers need encouragement through verbal and written prayers. Thereafter, we should let them know that we are praying for them as well as encourage them by showing our love for them in word and deed.